Fergus, a postal worker union representative in Fergus, said she thinks the special mediator suspending mediation is a sign the strike won't be ending anytime soon. It was nearly 2 weeks ago on November 15 when 55,000 Canada Post workers went on strike following a year of negotiations on a new collective agreement. This has brought mail delivery to a standstill just before the busy holiday season. As the days have dragged on and begun to get colder, a small group has been picketing 5 days a week outside the post office in downtown Fergus. "It's stressful, we're pretty tight together here at the office hoping for a negotiated contract as soon as possible so that we can get back to serving Canadians," said Anika Warmington, second vice president of the Local 546 Postal Workers Union who works out of Fergus. With the holiday season looming, Warmington said she hoped it's putting pressure on the Crown Corporation but is also adding stress for the workers. "We also have families, we also want to get our Christmas gifts and Christmas cards out too," Warmington said. Just prior to being interviewed, Warmington said she had heard negotiations had come to a halt. Federal Minister of Labour and Seniors Stephen McKinnon confirmed in a post on X the special federal mediator has decided to temporarily suspend mediation between Canada Post and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. After several intensive days of negotiation, his assessment is that parties remain too far apart on critical issues for mediation to be successful at this time, McKinnon wrote. "This pause in mediation activities will hopefully permit the parties to reassess their positions and return to the bargaining table with renewed resolve. That doesn't seem like a great sign that this is going to be over soon," Warmington said of this. The special federal mediator has decided to temporarily suspend mediation between Canada Post and CUPW. After several intensive days of negotiation, his assessment is that parties remain too far apart on critical issues for mediation to be successful at this time. This pause in. Stephen McKinnon, at Stephen McKinnon, November 27, 2024. Among union members, Warmington said the atmosphere remains focused on solidarity with each other as they feel like they're doing the right thing. She said they have been getting a lot of support from people driving and walking by. "I think lots of people realize that we're trying to fight the race to the bottom," she said. "I mean by fighting for all kinds of workers so that we're not all just accepting lower wages from big corporations and the bare minimum." Warmington explained the union is fighting for fair wages, safe working conditions, the right to retire with dignity and to expand services at the post office to keep it relevant. Although there has been a decline in letter mail, Warmington said the parcel business remains strong and growing. "We could be doing postal banking, like other postal services in other parts of the world, helpful services for Canadians especially in remote areas like our infrastructure goes everywhere and we're the only ones," Warmington said. "You can't get other companies to deliver stuff for $1.15. She said critics said Canada Post is obsolete and no one would notice if they went on strike. "We can see that's not the case, people are definitely noticing," Warmington said.